The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
More warm and sometimes windy conditions for the Front Range as we go through the middle part of this week. We're looking at sunny to partly sunny skies, low to mid-70s today, breezy east to southeast winds of 15 to 30. Clear tonight, lows 40s and low 50s, quite warm, breezy, gusty south winds, mid to upper 80s Wednesday, cooling to the 70s Thursday. Weather brought to you by Colorado Flat Fee Realty, now with a 2% option. Pay less, keep more, ColoradoFlatFeeRealty.com. Meteorologist Don Day on 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live on Odyssey. Portions of the following program have been pre-recorded. More than just headlines. This is George Brockler, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Time now for the second hour. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Good to be with you. Coming up in the next segment, Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report and author of the brand new book, Don't Burn This Country, will join me. He's actually coming to Denver next Wednesday at the Gothic Theater. We'll check in with Dave, get his thoughts on, I'm curious what he thinks about this leak of the Roe decision and the theory on the left that it was a conservative. That, and to the point where even somebody on CNN was saying, oh, definitively, like, it's all, everybody's thinking increasingly that this has to be somebody on the right who leaked it because they want to lock in the five conservative justices who purportedly are in the majority. Alito, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Coney Barrett, Thomas. They want to lock this majority in. That's the theory on the left. Is it true? Is it not? 303-696-1971. Is it somebody who's a liberal? And what about the decision itself? Let's talk about this for a moment and what's coming up in less than a month at the Gaylord Resort with the Western Conservative Summit on the horizon. We've got none other than Jeff Hunt, executive director of the Centennial Institute and host now of the Frontier Freedom Hour every Sunday at 1 p.m. here on 710 KNUS. Jeff Hunt joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
Jimmy, great to be with you. You're right. Just about 3 weeks away from the Western Conservative Summit, the great rally on the right. KNUS has always been a wonderful partner with us, and so great to be talking about the upcoming summit. Looking forward to finally another big event in person. You know, it's been a few years since we've been able to do that.
Yeah, and let's talk about that for a moment. Then I want to ask you about the Roe discussion. I've been going to the summit every year since 2011, which would be the second year of the summit since the first one was in 2010. This is the first time now that it will be at the Gaylord Resort. I'm excited. It's a little bit closer to home for me. You don't have to deal with all that downtown traffic, but it's June 3rd and 4th. What have you got on tap, brother?
Yeah, so the Western Conservative Summit is one of the largest annual gatherings of conservatives in the Western United States. Truly a fantastic event. Began by Bill Armstrong and John Andrews back in 2010. It rose with the Tea Party. We've hosted everyone over the years from President Trump to Kirk Cameron to Diamond and Silk, Dana Loesch. We've hosted members of the president's cabinet almost every year. And so it's been a really great moment in Colorado. And we need this. Gosh, we need this with liberals in control in just about every aspect of this state. We need a moment when conservatives can rally. There's not a lot of infighting. We're all united. We get fired up. We're excited. We get inspired, educated, and then activated to go out there and make a difference. But we average about 40 nationally renowned conservatives speakers. Everyone this year, from Kayleigh McEnany to Sarah Huckabee Sanders to Matt Walsh to Cal Thomas to all the Republican leaders or all the Republican candidates for Senate and governor will be there taking the stage, trying to earn your vote this year. And we're not just Republican, we're conservative, but we always invite the Democrats to come. Sometimes they do. A few years ago, Jared Polis came by. That was kind of a wild event. So if you kind of like to be a part of conservative movement, the conservative history in the state of Colorado, this is really the big gathering where everybody gets together. We have all these partner organizations that come in, the Heritage Foundation, Americans for Prosperity, Alliance Defending Freedom, the Leadership Institute, about 50 nationally renowned conservative organizations, Tea Party Patriots. We'll be there as well. And we get together. We hear big names on the main stage. We have entertainment on the main stage. Jimmy, one time you grabbed a harmonica and played with Biff Gore on the main stage, which was a lot of fun. And then we also have 32 workshops. So, for instance, the Heritage Foundation is going to bring experts in on election integrity. You want to understand really what's going on? Well, we got a workshop on that that's going to go deep on these issues and help people really understand what's going on the border, on the Second Amendment, on Roe v. Wade, what's going to happen next after that, how people can be involved in the Sanctity of Life movement. So all this June 3rd and 4th at the Gaylord Rockies, tickets are available at westernconservativesummit.com. That's westernconservativesummit.com. KNUS is a major radio partner. In fact, you guys are the radio partner. You come out, do live broadcasting there. Mm-hmm. And you know what's really fun about the summit is that we're not, you know, CPAC's a great event, but they tend to keep everybody kind of far away. The speakers are far away. The main stage folks are kind of hard to get to. Here at the summit, they're all out in the crowd. They come on out, and you get a chance to meet with them and interact with them. So really a great moment to connect personally with those nationally renowned conservative leaders that we all admire.
It is always a wonderful event, a highlight of the year for sure. That's why I've been going every year since 2011 and why KNUS is always proud to be partnered with the Western Conservative Summit. One more time, Jeff Hunt, where can folks go to get tickets and details on this upcoming summit, June 3rd and 4th?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. WesternConservativeSummit.com, WesternConservativeSummit.com. We have Brad Stein, the comedian, and he's often known as God's comic. You often see him on The Huckabee Show. And then Cal Thomas is getting the Armstrong Award this year. So
beautiful.
If you've known Cal over the years, just great, nationally renowned conservative columnist. So have fun with conservatives. It really is a great weekend together, and then we get motivated to go out there and make a change in our nation.
Real quick, Jeff Hunt, I do want to get your thoughts as well on the leak of the Roe versus Wade decision and the different theories out there about who did it, and also the decision itself. What did you make of it? So in those two questions, what are your thoughts this morning?
Well, if this is the decision, and the hard thing is everyone's trying to figure out if this is actually what the decision is, I think it is because we're seeing more confirmation from conservative judges to get ready for this decision. But if this is, this has been 50 years of hard work by the conservative movement to not only advance the sanctity of life and take down a god-awful decision, but it was just a bad constitutional decision. If you're pro-choice, you can agree that Roe v. Wade was decided on spurious reasoning and should have been overturned because there is no mention of abortion in the Constitution. And we saw in Colorado, right, even though it was a bill that we passionately disagreed with, we were down there fighting until 4 in the morning against this radical abortion bill, that if you want to write into law abortion rights, you can do it. The state of Colorado did it. So the idea that we had to twist ourselves to find somewhere within the penumbras of the U.S. Constitution that there was a right to an abortion just isn't true at all. And so this needed to go. Abortion law needs to go back to the states for now. I believe that there is a federal interest in protecting the rights of the preborn. So we should have a constitutional amendment at the national level to protect the rights of all people, including the preborn, the right to life. But for now, we're going to take it to the states, and we're going to fight at each state level to protect the preborn. This is a historic moment if this is true, and it should be something that conservatives are proud of, because we were intentional about taking this down. We worked for 50 years. We went to Washington, D.C., and marched to take this down. We made sure we got Supreme Court justices that were committed to taking it down. So we were intentional about this. This was not accidental. So let's celebrate it, and get to work in each state to make sure that we can protect the rights of the preborn.
You know, it's interesting. Ruth Bader Ginsburg actually was not a fan of Roe versus Wade. She saw it as flawed in her own way, even though she was a strong advocate for so-called abortion rights, Jeff Hunt. But real quick, did this surprise you? This because I have to be honest, while it was something that the pro-life movement has always been hoping for and wanting from conservative justices, I genuinely was surprised that this actually was the decision. I thought it was going to be something, a likely decision. I thought it would be something more like what Roberts was saying. He would have liked to see, at least according to the reportage that's been out there, that is, let's do some sort of a middle ground where we can uphold the Mississippi law, but not altogether overturn Roe.
Well, Jimmy, you're exactly right, and especially after Jack Phillips and what Jack went through, where, you know, he didn't get a clear victory. He got an important victory, but he didn't get a clear victory.
Right.
And so a lot of us were tempered with regards to the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, we weren't getting very clear, bold, strong conservative victories. Now, this year it's been a little different. We had a 9-0 decision with regards to the flag up in Boston that protected the rights of Christians to participate in the public square just as everybody else does. So 9-0 decision, well, that was great. That was a big surprise. And then this decision as well. So it's not every day that conservatives get clear victories. We're going to take them, be happy, and let's continue to move forward, because on these issues, there's lives at stake. When it comes to the sanctity of life, there are lives at stake, and this is something to be happy about.
Jeff Hunt, executive director of the Centennial Institute. Let's not forget, again, WesternConservativeSummit.com coming up June 3rd through 4th at the Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center. Always great to check in with you, my friend. Looking forward to the summit, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Jimmy. God bless you all, and God bless the best listeners in the state. And U.S. listeners.
Thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. I second that. And also be sure to check out the Frontier Freedom Hour hosted by Jeff Hunt Sunday afternoons at 1 p.m. here on 710 KNUS. We got to run to a break momentarily, but real quick, he's been waiting patiently. Let's bring on Frank. Frank, you're on the show. Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler. Good morning.
Hey, Jimmy. My question is, why do we try to seek understanding of these lying, cheating, stealing Democrats who all they want to really do is kill babies for profit? You know, it's pathetic that we let them divert us from the real issue on, you know, the leak, the fact the guy called in the other day said that, you know, well, conservatives are the ones who started all the violence by bombing clinics and all that. The real issue is they're killing babies for profit, and we need to stay on that.
Let's be clear on something. For those who say conservatives are bombing abortion clinics, those are not conservatives. Those are radicals and extremists. In terms of the Democrats and trying to relate to or connect, to me, it's not about the other Democrats who are in charge. It is the fact that we have a battle for the hearts and minds of this country, Frank, that's going on right now, where Democrats who are moderate as well as unaffiliated, and of course, Republicans are increasingly recognizing, despite what the Democrats are trying to claim at the national and state levels, are increasingly recognizing that at least at a certain point, let's say 22, 24 weeks into a pregnancy, you indisputably have a life there. You can look at the ultrasound images. You can see the heartbeat. You can see the image.
We give the middle ground. We give up the middle ground. I
think one thing we have to keep in mind is that it is not about trying to do a middle ground. It's about trying to persuade and win people over. And I think we need to be effective. But now, Frank, that Roe versus Wade is on the verge of being overturned, I think we really need to be effective in how we persuade for more restrictions at various state levels, especially in Colorado.
If I could just make one
point. Go ahead.
This whole argument started 50 years ago, and the lying, cheating, stealing Democrats claimed that, you know, it was, oh, we got to protect mothers from using a coat hanger to kill their baby. Well, that was a lie then. It's a lie now. Now, over 50 years, it's evolved to a surgeon who's sworn to save lives
right.
takes a pair of surgical scissors and snips the neck of a baby as it's born. This stuff, you know, this is people. My perspective is if people understood what was really going on, which I don't think a lot of people do.
Here's the thing, Frank, and I appreciate the call. First of all, while partial birth abortion is rare, it is something that does happen in Colorado. We are one of the few states that allow it. And I do think that when you're talking about education and information, that is certainly what needs to happen here in Colorado. And we need to be persuasive and effective in doing so. And that means you have to recognize some of the complexities of individual states. We're in Colorado right now. And so we have the most radical abortion laws in the country. For those on the left who are crying foul about states that will completely ban abortions, this is, in a sense, the inverse of that, what we have in Colorado. It is extreme. And by the way, our laws in general in this country are far more permissive on abortion than I think any other Western country. Europe is far more restrictive on abortion than we are here in the United States. And the left often likes to point to Europe and say, oh, let's look at them and how compassionate they are, how much they do for their people. Well, what about their take on the unborn? What about their restrictions on abortion compared to ours? Are we not to look over there and say, well, actually, when they have a Democratic vote, like we now have to have, at least through state legislatures across the country, you get a different outcome than what you had from 9 justices on the court making a unilateral decision. We'll see how this all plays out, but I do think it's important for conservatives to make sure we're being strategic in how we message and approach this issue moving forward, especially now more than ever. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back on the other side, we will talk with none other than Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report, author of the new book, Don't Burn This Country, right here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Rocking and rolling back, Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brocker this morning here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Good to be with you as always. Of course, I do host the Jimmy Sangenberger show every Saturday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. here on good old 710 KNUS. Great to be with you today. At the top of the hour, we will be joined by John Tamney, editor of Real Clear Markets and vice president at FreedomWorks, to break down a couple of interesting perspectives on the economic malaise that we are enduring right now. I mean, we had the first quarter gross domestic product, GDP, growth was negative despite all the government spending of taxpayer dollars and borrowed money in the first quarter of this year. Two consecutive quarters of negative economic growth will mean a recession is afoot. And frankly, I think we are in the midst of a recession now, and it will only be confirmed after the second quarter. Now, we will see if that is true or not, but there are enough headwinds facing the economy right now that I think that's the case. But GDP as a measure of the economy and as a measure of economic growth is a folly. It is not a good measure. And we'll break down why. It's an interesting perspective from John Tamney. And also, let's talk about the Fed, too. That's coming up in the next hour. Top of the hour again, Jimmy Sangenberger in for George Brockler this morning here on News Talk 710 KNUS. So what is happening to our country right now? And are we on the precipice of seeing it burn down? Don't burn this country. That is the title of a brand new book by my next guest this morning, Dave Rubin, host of The Rubin Report. You often see him on the Fox News channel these days. He's also coming to Denver next Wednesday at the Gothic Theater on his Don't Burn This Country tour. And Dave Rubin joins me now. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm doing great because I left the dystopian nightmare of California about 4 months ago, and I live in the free state of Florida, and I'm about to hit the road. As you said, my last stop on this current leg of the tour will be in Denver, which I'm excited about, and I'm getting out there and seeing people again, and people are smiling and laughing, and I think things are going to be okay.
Isn't it nice to actually see faces again, too?
I got to tell you, I mean, we just finished up eight cities and eight nights, the East Coast version of the tour, and to go out and see these jam-packed rooms of people not wearing masks, smiling, drinking, having a blast. People forgot that. You know, they stole a lot from us over these last couple of years related to our freedoms, but it was something deeper, I think, that we're just understanding now, that important human connection and being in a room with people that you might disagree with, you might agree with, you might like, you might not like, but just kind of coming around something. And whether laughter or hearing a lecture or listening to music or whatever it might be, it's such an important thing. And we let them keep us in our basements and lock us down and not go to work and not go to school and all of these things. And, man, we need that. We're social creatures. And I'm glad we're finally getting it back. And really the book in many ways is a warning to never let this happen again.
You mentioned music, live music. You know, it's been a while since I've talked to you, Dave. Last time was on a web show I do in partnership with the Washington Examiner. And you may recall I played a little harmonica. And I have been out and about playing live music. I have a blues band, the Jimmy Jr. Blues Band. And it is so important to actually get to have fun and be free out there.
I mean, we all know it. We all know it. Why do we work? We work so you can have some stuff so that you can hopefully maybe, come home at the end of the day and you can maybe listen to some music that you like and you can maybe sit there and have, in my case, a nice tequila on the rocks or whatever it is that you like to drink, and you might want to jump in the pool, enjoy yourself, and talk to people and communicate. This is what being a human is all about. It's the thing that separates us from the animals, the way to deepen relationships and share art and all of these things. And instead, they've got us locked in, staring at computers all day, basically like monkeys at typewriters. And we gotta break through that. So whether anyone listening to this is coming to my show or going to listen to some jazz or whatever kind of music you like, it's like, just start getting out there again, man. That's what will reset this thing.
Yeah, people are so relieved. I mean, places we're playing at are packed, and it is wonderful to see. We're talking with Dave Rubin, author of the new book, Don't Burn This Country. Now, your previous book, your first one was Don't Burn This Book, particularly focused on free speech. So what do you mean by Don't Burn This Country now? And is it in some ways a follow-up to Don't Burn This Book?
Well, it is a follow-up in that I think had all of the ideas of Don't Burn This Book, which I wrote before the lockdowns and then got released basically the second month of the lockdowns, had those ideas, the ideas of classical liberalism, of individual rights, of laissez-faire economics, limited government, a return to our Constitution, a pride in our country, had those ideas fully materialized, then perhaps I wouldn't have needed the second book. But, you know, when the first book came out, which was April of 2020, so we were at the height of the beginnings of the lockdowns, all that craziness, I immediately thought, well, man, I couldn't go on a book tour. I couldn't get out there and see the people and all that. It was very hard to obviously sell a book. The book sold incredibly well. But I thought, man, something's happening right now that needs to be addressed in a follow-up book, because all of the ideas that I'm talking about here, man, we're just shredding them. We're putting them right through the paper shredder right this very moment. So this book really is, okay, if you get the right ideas, if you have pride in this country, if you believe in a society that can have all sorts of people in it with different beliefs, and we can still figure out a way to do it together, which we've done so well for 250 years and only now feels like it's coming away, it seems, what are the things that you can do to protect that so that you can, as I say in the subtitle, so that you can not just survive, we're all kind of surviving, but thrive in that. And that really is what the book is about. So it's a very tangible, it's almost a how-to in terms of what you can do right this very moment. So if the wokesters and the collectivists and the Marxists, if they're going to keep on the march, which they show no signs of stopping, and it's been amplified by this administration and the rest of it, if they're going to keep going, what can you do to make sure that your life is going to be good within that?
Well, and now, of course, we have in the aftermath of the leak of this draft decision by the United States Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, you have the doxing of Supreme Court justices and then protests outside their homes. You have Catholic churches, including some right here in Colorado, as well as pro-life organizations being vandalized as a result. It's starting to worry me a little bit about some of what we saw in 2020 when you had riots across the country. Literally, we had parts of the country that were being burned by rioters. Apropos your title, Don't Burn This Country. So how do you assess sort of the current mood right now, especially as we're heading into the heat of this election year?
Well, you can feel a sort of precursor to what happened in the summer of 2020 happening right now. You know, we were told we had to be locked down and we couldn't go to work and all these things. But then suddenly when the rioters were out there and they were burning down buildings and they were rampaging through all, of course, blue progressive cities, you know, the places that are supposed to be the most tolerant usually become the most intolerant. So, you know, they're rampaging through Seattle and Portland and San Francisco and these places. And you can feel the beginnings of that right now. I mean, even if you listen to the press conferences that Jen Psaki has been giving and some of the things that Biden is saying, they're sort of telling you that violence will be kind of excused. Show up to Supreme Court houses, put pressure on, you are the good guys, they are the bad guys. You can feel the mainstream media machine laundering that nonsense every day, sort of excusing it. You should be outraged. I mean, the absolutely insane tweet that Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, put up last night, you know, saying that she's ready for a call for arms. I mean, that's far more insightful than anything that Donald Trump said, but she's thought of as good guy because she's a lefty. So we all have to realize they're not going to stop. They showed us what they're okay doing 2 years ago. And I suspect they're going to do it again because they don't have anything else. You know, the economy is terrible, inflation, supply chain, the crazy war in Ukraine, all of the stuff that we know is happening right in front of our eyes. They have no answers for any of that. So what can they do? Well, they can light their base on fire, and they're quite good at that.
There's this Georgetown University law professor, Josh Chaffetz, and he tweeted this yesterday, quote, "The protest at the Supreme Court, not at the justices' houses line, would be more persuasive if the court hadn't this week erected fencing to prevent protesters from coming anywhere near it." And before the, oh, so you support J6 LMAO trolls show up, the difference is substantive. This is the key line I'd love your response on because it dovetails with what you just talked about, Dave. When the mob is right, some, but not all, more aggressive tactics are justified. When not, not. What do you make of that?
It's complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. This sort of subjective version of who is right and when they're right. You know when you're right? When you're basically on the side of the law, when you behave within the law. So you can protest peacefully. Now, we can have a discussion about whether you should show up at people's houses. There are a lot, you know, you're not allowed to dox people. And, you know, once you start showing up at people's houses, then there are local laws related to congregating outside people's houses and blocking roads and disturbing the peace and that sort of thing. But, you know, if you just did the reverse flip of this, if there were a group of right-wing protesters outside of, say, Sotomayor's house, who's obviously a lefty liberal judge, the media would be going insane. They would say this is insurrection too. They would say we have to arrest all these people. They would be saying that they're all right and this is racism and everything else, where now the media likes it, right? Because they like the idea that Brett Kavanaugh might be fearful for not only his life but the life of his children. They absolutely like it. So this is just pure nonsense by, you know, a lefty academic, which that's just, you know, that's just par for the course.
Yeah, that's true. It's almost like you're redundant right there. Dave Rubin, again, yeah. Our guest, author of the new book, Don't Burn This Country. Just a few minutes left with you, Dave. And I want to ask you about this abortion decision leak, because, of course, the automatic thought of so many of us was this has to be somebody on the left trying to prevent the decision from coming down the way that it's projected to at this point, which is to overturn Roe versus Wade. But then you have folks on the left who say, no, this has got to be somebody who's on the right, who's trying to get the majority to hold the line. What do you think it is, and do you think it matters?
Well, I don't know who it is, you know, any more than anyone else at this point, and I don't think it matters, actually. Mm-hmm. Either side would use it for whatever its purposes are, but I think the bigger issue is that barely anyone's talking about the leak now. There's virtually nobody in mainstream media trying to hunt down the leaker. It is vitally important that we figure out who the leaker is and how this happened. And was this done with the knowledge of a justice, or was this just a rogue clerk, or was this a hack, or whatever it was? Because if this is the new standard, that if you're allowed to work for a Supreme Court justice and you're allowed to leak things, or they're not going to find you if you leak, or that the systems aren't secure enough so that hackers can't get in, whatever it might be, or whether, you know, I don't think this is the case, but if it came from a justice themselves, whatever the case might be, if these systems are not secure, if we don't figure out who did this and why they did it and how they did it, then, man, we really have no rules left. And I would argue, actually, that's quite what the left wants. The left wants us to think that none of our institutions work anymore. So if they were to leak this and then also never figure out who leaked it, it's a major damage to the institution, which is exactly what they want.
Dave, you left the left. So based on that fact and what you experienced before when you were on the left, what are you noticing as far as how far gone they've become vis-a-vis what you just described in terms of some of their, what you say is their attitudes and what they would like to see?
Well, look, there's nobody left. There are no liberals left. You know, you've got half of Bill Maher trying to say same things occasionally, but he usually just repeats what conservatives say 2 years later, whether it comes to lockdowns or critical race theory or the gender stuff in schools and everything else, Hunter Biden laptop, et cetera, et cetera. So he lambasts all of these conservatives and calls them racist and bigots. And then 2 years later, he just repeats what they say. And then conservatives applaud him for it, for not being completely insane. There are virtually no old liberals left. JFK, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. That is the 180 reverse of the modern liberal position. If Bernie was to walk on stage and say, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country, they would string him up, because that's the reverse of the socialist position. It's all the government can give you stuff. So liberalism has been completely destroyed. Anyone listening to this that thinks that they're an old school, you know, 1960s ACLU liberal, congratulations, you're just a moderate conservative, because really what you should be conserving is liberalism, and that has nothing to do with the modern left. So I think what's interesting about politics to me right now is there is a very interesting alliance forming to fight sort of the woke progressives, and it involves, you know, the disaffected liberals like myself, it involves libertarians, it involves more religious conservatives, and that's not an easy group to hold together, right? You're going to need some serious glue there, and maybe it can't hold together, but for now, that is a much better place to be than on the other side, and we have a much bigger problem than the fights that we're going to have between, you know, a libertarian and a more traditional conservative fighting over marginal tax rates.
Right. I would be remiss, as we're just about out of time here, if I didn't ask you to quickly share a little bit about what you think at this point big tech might be in store for with Elon Musk buying Twitter.
Oh, I think it's an absolutely beautiful moment. I mean, Elon Musk is just one guy. He's an extraordinary guy. He's the richest man in the world. He could have done anything with his life going forward, including just putting his family on a rocket ship to Mars tomorrow and getting out of here. And instead, he said, I'll get in the fight. I will defend free speech to the best of my ability. And all you have to see is the people that are upset about it to see who's right and who's wrong. I mean, he gets on there. He says, hey, I want more voices on here. Obviously, you can't break the laws of the United States, but I just want more political opinion to be on here. And one side is freaking out that the other side's not going to be censored. It's all of the blue check journalists and the lefties and the lefty Democrat politicians who are all freaking out that we might have less censorship. So what does that tell you? Does that tell you that they're for truth or they're for censorship? I think it's pretty obvious.
So are you going to be censored next Wednesday when you're at the Gothic Theater here in Denver, Dave Rubin?
No way, man. I go up on stage. I have a very loose outline of what I do, but I mess around with the crowd. It's really sort of half stand-up, half lecture, half Q&A. I'm bringing Brian Callen, great comedian, brilliant comedian, actually, who's going to be opening for me and doing the Q&A. And it's totally interactive. I try to do a different show every night. As you know, I toured with Jordan Peterson throughout 2018 and 19, and he gave a different lecture every night. So that's the way I try to do stand-up and just, you know, talk about, hey, if I wake up that morning and the current events are nuts, it's going to be completely spontaneous from that day. It's a different show every single night.
DaveRubin.com is the place to go for tickets and details. Thanks so much. Always great to check in with you, sir. And I definitely encourage folks to check out your book, Don't Burn This Country.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Best of luck with it. Once again, Dave Rubin joining us. Jimmy Sengenberger in for George Brockler. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. News Talk 710 KNUS.
Busy highways.
Wrapping up this, the second hour of the show, Jimmy Sengenberger in for George Brockler this morning on News Talk 710 KNUS. The markets have been open for, about 21 minutes now, which means it's that time of the morning where we check in with our friends at Alpine Planning Group, and we've got Brian Gray on this morning. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good morning, Jimmy. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good to talk with you, as always, especially on a sunny day like this. It makes you peppy in a good mood, right?
You got that right. Especially when you take a look at these markets. At the open this morning, we got all three major indexes are in the green. Got the Dow up about 308 points, S&P's up about 39, and the NASDAQ's up 126. The Dow has been as high as over 400 points. That's what it opened up at. So it's kind of jumping around a little bit. This coming off yesterday, pretty good sell-off. We had the S&P hit its lowest level in over a year. And then the Dow fell down over 650 points. So, you know, we don't want to talk doom and gloom around here. We don't think we need to. A lot of people forget that just a couple years ago, right before COVID, we had the big correction. Markets were falling double digits, and exactly what we're experiencing right now. And the markets came back. So, what we want to do here at Alpine Planning Group, and we've got a saying, and that's control what you can control. Can't control the markets, but we can control our portfolio and how it's set up. So as we move into the summer months, we're going to face some more hurdles. Gas is up over $4.37 a gallon. It was up over $0.05 last night. So we can't control those factors, but let's sit down. Let's take a look at our portfolio. Let's see the best way to move forward and, once again, control what we can control.
In these rocky times, you definitely need folks by your side who will help guide you through it. Alpine Planning Group is a comprehensive financial planning firm committed to improving your long-term success. Investing is a matter of trust, and they are prepared to earn yours. Call them at 303-843-0918 today. Again, that's 303-843-0918. Thanks so much, Brian, and we'll check in with you again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Jimmy.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
Once again, Jimmy Sengenberger in for George Brockler. We are just about out of time here, but I want to squeeze in David here on the program. Good morning, David. How's it going?
I'm not too shabby for an old man.
Good. Glad to hear it. So what's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I think, you know, with some of these people that are pro-abortion, I wonder what they would think if you told them that George Floyd was a late-term abortion, not a murder. You know, some of these murders that there's going like that Lee that was shot doesn't go to trial. That mass shooter in the King Supers, he doesn't go to trial. I'm wondering if these judges and district attorneys are classifying those as late-term abortions. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm confused.
No, the DAs would not, at least in Colorado, go after late-term abortion because that is legal in this state. In fact, the clinic in Boulder is one of the very few in the entire country that actually performs partial birth abortion. So at least here in Colorado, it is legal to do it, as heinous and horrible as it is. And by the way, that's something that the Democrats just passed into law, codifying it. It was already in place because there were no laws against it, which is to say that this state is what's called a code state. If something is not expressly illegal, it is legal. And so there are almost no restrictions on abortion as is. They codified that into law with the most extreme abortion laws in the country. That's Colorado. Thanks for the call, David. We're going to take a break. When we come back, what's really going on in the economy right now? What should we keep in mind? John Tamney, Vice President at FreedomWorks, editor of Real Clear Markets, will join us, followed by Teller County Commissioner Eric Stone. Keep it with us.
Couple of wrecks in the drive. We are busy. Southbound 225, slow getting into the tech center. Crash just before Yosemite on the shoulder. Southbound 225, running slow from Iliff down to I-25. Got a crash on southbound I-25 near 58th Avenue. Pretty minor on the shoulder. I'm Susan Phelan.
This report is sponsored by Indeed.com.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Don't go through another summer with that awful joint pain when you can do something about it. Call our friends at QC Kinetics now. That pain in your back, your knees, your shoulders, it can now be treated with the latest in precision medicine. Using natural biologics, growth factors that can restore and repair damaged tissue, really exciting stuff that's now here. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, giving you access right here in this modern-day joint pain solution. You can get lasting joint pain relief, no drugs, no steroids, no downtime, and no surgery. You've heard high-profile people talking about it. You can get it as well. Regenerative medicine, QC Kinetics can help you get your life back. Take action, free consultation, powerful, effective joint pain treatments, natural biologics are here. So for relief now, call our friends at QC Kinetics, 303-900-8986, 303-900-8986. Again, 303-900-8986.
Hugh Hewitt sees slow progress ahead for the economy.
Wall Street just sold off. Woo! Big time. And I'll tell you what, it's probably going to go on for a while because the market knows the Fed meets every couple of months and is going to raise interest rates a half point until such time as inflation is broken, because every single person knows inflation is the enemy here. It'll be a year before we start to climb steadily again, maybe two.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weeknights at 10 on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Gross, dirty, eroding garage floors are one of my pet peeves. Hi, it's George Brockler. Get your garage floor coated so it's easy to clean and maintain, protecting your concrete just like I'm going to do. Turn the grime into shine. Solid Garage Floor Coatings uses the best materials in the industry. They are locally owned. That's awesome. And operated. Trust the team to be on time and on budget. When you put Solid Garage custom floors on your spring cleaning to-do list like I have, get $300 off while you're at it. For KNUS listeners only, call to today for a free quote. SolidGarageFloorCoatings.com.
Perfect air with a personal touch. Only Pastor Camp Heating and AC Inc. can give you authentic Lennox quality and service. They're the people you know and trust right here in our community. And for a limited time, they're offering up to $1,000 in rebates or make no payments for 6 months when you finance a new Lennox system for as little as $132 a month. To get quality Lennox equipment with trusted service provided by Pastor Camp Heating and AC Inc., call 303-777-1234 today or visit them online at pastorcamp.com. Conditions apply. IC dealer for detail.
Tanner Gun Show proudly supports the Second Amendment and the Don't Take My Guns movement. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Crown Plaza in Denver, I-70 in Chambers, you won't find a bigger or better selection of new handguns, hard-to-find used firearms, tons of ammo, AR accessories, stun guns, and more. This is the last gun show in the Denver area until September. Get your guns while you still can at the Tanner Gun Show. Tickets are available at the door, or you can get them online at TannerGunShow.com.
Are you wondering what you can do to have a direct impact on the war on drugs and homelessness in Colorado? George Brockler here. If you have a vehicle you're not using, consider donating your vehicle to Step Denver to give men the opportunity for a safe, sober, structured place to call home as they work to...
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.